All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jaquellen. Where's Jaquellen at? No Jaquellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jaquellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Blake? What? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice.
Okay, welcome back for another segment of Wake the Iron. With me again is CJ, the Lion of Losanniville. And another one of these grab bags we're going to do. This is, you know, just short, fun, a little lighthearted because some of the topics we do normally for our long episodes and interviews are kind of serious. But I call it a grab bag because I figured it's just do random stuff. But today, we're going to actually grab topics. I got a bunch of topics in here, 20 of them to be exact. And we're just going to, I put them in there. So I do know what's possible, but CJ is no clue about anything that's in there. And we'll just see what happens. If we pull one out, we're like, I don't know anything about that. We'll throw it out or whatever, or we can talk about it. So, yeah. So, let's get right to it.
Grab bag.
Okay, so we are going to see what we got.
It's a big bag.
It's a little bit big. And I didn't get any sponsorship from Trader Joe's, but my wife went there today, got me some stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got one. I got a topic. Let's see what it, there's a couple in here. I'm like, ooh, I hope we get it. But we'll see what comes out. Okay. This one, it says, just so you know that I'm not, it's not going to want to auto adjust. No. Yeah. Sorry. It's too bright.
It's all white.
It says, pizza styles. Pizza styles. So, you know, like New York style, Chicago style, Detroit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I like pizza and I like different styles. So, it reminds me instantly of a funny story.
Okay.
And real quick, or real long, whatever. This guy that I knew, he was a dad of a friend of Henry's from school. And he's from New York. And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not from New York, but and if anybody listening is a New Yorker, or they, especially New York City, or they know people in New York City, New Yorkers are, they take their pizza serious. Like it's like a religion, right? So anyway, this guy was from New York, but he's here, you know, I'm in Ohio, and maybe he was new here or whatever. And they were like, hey, let's get some pizza, you know? And he's like, yeah. And then they show up with kind of a typical, I don't know if it's like an Ohio style pizza, but if you're from Ohio, you might know like Donato's, where it's kind of a thinner crust, like a crispier crust, but it's cut into like little squares, which I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. But, he was appalled He could not, he was telling this me this story about himself. So I wasn't there or anything, but he said this was his first impression of pizza in Ohio. He was like, I don't even know if I can live here. He was flipping out. He was flipping out. And you call this pizza? Like, this is, you know, blasphemy and blah, blah, blah. I was dying. I thought it was hilarious. So that style of pizza, like I just described, kind of the crispy, thinner crust, lots of toppings, and they go all the way to the edge and cut into like little squares. I don't know if that's an Ohio thing or a Midwest thing. It's obviously not a New York thing. So you better not bring that in, you know, in New York City, I guess, which
yeah.
Maybe there are some places that are like, hey, Midwest pizza or something. I don't know. I'm not from there, but so,
yeah. like that. I like the little squares too. But then they're not all square because it's a round pizza. So
yeah, you like the little edges.
There's like little, yeah. I always remember like sometimes you just have this little tiny thing, like I want the little baby corner. And of course you can eat a lot more pieces. So
yeah, I always wonder, kind of fun. Do you eat more or less that way? I don't know, but
yeah. But it is kind of weird that you don't like it doesn't have the, you hold it by the crust on the edge, you know, it's just like this square.
So right,
it is kind of weird.
Do you have you ever had Marion's? That's in the like Dayton area, Dayton, Troy area. Oh man, it is awesome. I guess it's like kind of like world famous or something in the area. It's like that thin, crispy crust, lots of toppings. So you can't even see hardly any cheese, unless you get the super cheese, which is really good at Marion's. But anyway, I really like that. But apparently, that's not a New York thing, but New York style pizza, well, what would that be? Right. I picture, and people from New York could correct me if I'm wrong, but New York style would be a big, huge triangle, thin, but soft. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, if you pick it up, it would like flop over.
Right.
And so some people, they fold it.
Yeah.
And they do the fold. It's a New York style pizza. And there's a place here in the Columbus area called Flying Pizza. They call it Fly Pie. And it's a lot of people say it's like pretty legit, I guess. I don't know. I've had it a few times. Very good, but it's like that. Mm-hmm. So that would be like New York style, right?
Yeah. And then there's Chicago style,
which I really like that too.
That's like deep dish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really thick.
Yes, like almost have to knife and fork eat it. Like there's, you can't really pick it up, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you remember that? I don't know if this is Chicago style or not, but do you remember Pizza Hut had the? I can't remember if it was the Piazza or the Priazza or something. Do you remember that?
I don't know. What was it?
It was like
A crust on top too.
Maybe I'll insert a picture. Maybe I'll find an image and I'll insert it. Yeah, but it was like thin in a deep dish, thin crust. So that's kind of like a Chicago style, and lots of toppings. But then there was another layer on top. It was awesome. It was awesome. I think it was called a Priazza or a Priazza or something like that. I can't remember. Maybe I'm dead wrong. Remember, I'm not a liar, but I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But if I find an image of that, I'll put it on there. But I don't know if that's Chicago style or not, but I really like it.
You know, then there was stuffed crust.
Yeah, they kind of like brought that back lately.
Like the cheese in the crust, which that was kind of fun because then you got to the end. And it was like, instead of just a boring crust, it was like, ooh, it's almost like a breadstick, like a cheese filled breadstick.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. And then there's also Detroit style, which I could be mistaken, but like we have a place called Flyers. You ever had a Flyers? It's, I guess they have a Detroit style. I picture like a thick pan but like square. Kind of like Little Caesars used to have, which then they kind of brought it back. I could be wrong on that, but you know, it's like square with large square, cut into large squares, but thick like pan. Which I'm not a big bread guy, so I kind of prefer the thin. But so that would be, if that's Detroit style, that's, if it's not, I'm just describing another type.
Yeah. Well, I have a, it's not a favorite style of pizza, but it's the style of eating a pizza.
Okay.
That might be really weird. I don't know if anybody does it, but no matter what kind of pizza it is, I like to eat it a certain way.
Which is what? Which is what?
Well, I like to dissect it.
What do you mean?
So with a fork, I eat all the toppings off.
Okay.
So like the cheese and the chicken, like I like chicken pizza. Like all the toppings, I eat it all. And then I like scrape off the doughy part with my fork.
Okay.
Depending on if it's thick, like if it's thick, then there's a lot.
There's a lot there,
If it's a thin crust, there's just a little bit, but I still like to scrape it off, the doughy part. And then what's left is like the crunchier, or you know, the bottom part, which is usually crunchier or whatever, it's more like a cracker, and that's just all plain, and then I eat that. And I know it's weird, but I love
that. Is weird. You'd probably run out of town if you were in New York City, right, doing that. Are there any other styles?
Not sure.
Fruit pizza. There's fruit pizza.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
There's like calzones. That's not a pizza, but it's kind of like, I think of it like a little pizza that's folded over.
Yeah, it's like somebody took a pizza and just folded in half. Like, hey, we'll call it a calzone.
Right. Ooh, can I get one of those? It's twice the price.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, any more on that? We could pull another. We could pull another topic out. Maybe be careful what we wish for, what might come out.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, if you're watching this and, you know, you want to leave a comment about that, what your favorite is. We could do that. Like your favorite could be a type or style or even from a place. I mentioned that Marion's. That's one of my new favorites. It's awesome. I typically like kind of like a Supreme type of person. I like everything on there. Or some people call it like garbage pizza, or just throw everything on there. That's my kind of thing. Are you like that, or you like plain?
I could do plain, like Kevin McAllister on Home Alone. I like chicken on pizza. So like buffalo chicken pizza, chicken and spinach or something like that.
Didn't we have a buffalo or something one at that, what was that one place, Dewey's or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dewey's.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, well, dare we grab out of the bag one more? All right, they're folded up, so I have no idea. Okay, got one. What do we have?
Is it another food?
No, it's just one word. Bigfoot.
Oh.
We might need more time for that, but we could, you know, we got maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Talk about Bigfoot.
Oh, that's cool.
So what's funny is I was thinking about, okay, let me back up a little bit. So like on our regular shows, right, where we get into some deep topics and we dig deep, we talk about deception and whatever. But when you hear someone say something that sounds extraordinary or outlandish or fringe, or oh, they're crazy, or oh, that's they're a conspiracy theorist, right? Which I've been labeled that many times. But for example, someone says, you know, oh, I believe in lizard people, right? That sounds ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think it's fair to at least hear what someone has to say, right? So, yeah. And I started thinking about that and the lizard people example was a good one because it's extreme. It sounds crazy. But what I thought about was, I really think people see things that they can't explain. And when someone sees something they can't explain, then they struggle to explain it. So I do also believe in a spiritual, this is a spiritual place intermixed with a physical place. So it's possible. So let's say someone's not lying. Okay. If someone just wants to lie for attention, hey, I saw a lizard person, maybe I'll get on the news or maybe I'll get on, you know, the tabloids or something, right? But if someone is not lying and they saw someone and they thought their eyes looked like reptilian, or they thought they saw them, you know, shapeshift into lizard type face briefly or something, which I think that sounds crazy. I've never seen that. Doesn't make any sense. It's fine. But if someone says that and they're not lying and they believe that they saw that, then number one, I'd like to hear what they have to say, just to hear their explanation instead of just jumping to a conclusion, mm-hmm. labeling them crazy or whatever. And I think what's possible sometimes, not every time, I don't know everything. I have never seen that. It's possible someone saw something they just couldn't explain. And that means it's unexplained. But maybe the closest thing that they could think to explain it as was, I saw a lizard person. Maybe if this is a spiritual place, then they saw, you know, a demonic. We'll use that word, like a demon. Maybe someone was influenced by an evil spirit. And that's just how this person perceived it. And the first thing they could think of was a lizard person, right? So I know our tag says Bigfoot, but I was wanting to explain because I thought about the lizard people thing before. Mm-hmm. And you see what I mean? Like, so yeah. if we get back now to Bigfoot, I think people see things they can't explain. And then they try to rationalize or explain, or, you know, come up with a explanation, and then who knows? And then you probably do have a mixture of people who are jumping on the bandwagon, especially if there's money to be made or, right. You know what I mean? Like there are people, glory hounds, people that are glory hounds, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, I might get on TV if I say I saw Bigfoot, right? Or something like that. And there's shows about Bigfoot, finding Bigfoot and stuff like that. So I don't know. Yeah, I've been talking for a while. What are your thoughts? Have you ever seen anything that you thought, oh my gosh, that's kind of like Bigfoot? Or
yeah, it was on a movie called Harry and the Hendersons.
Right. It must which be is true.
Which that's a good one, by the way, if you haven't seen that.
Yeah, that is. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Well, to add to your other thing, yeah, like hearing somebody out instead of just dismissing it. Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like when you ask a little kid, like, oh, do you want some of this chicken Alfredo? And they're like, no, I don't like it. Like, oh, have you tried it? No.
Right. It's like, don't okay, be ridiculous.
Well, try it first, you know. So yeah, it's like, oh, I think there's this Bigfoot. Nope. Oh, well, do you want to hear my explanation? No. You know, so.
Right, right.
Yeah. Now I tend to think, well, okay, how do I put this? So I'm so skeptical and like not trusting of like conventional news and what the government tells us and right. all this stuff.
Right.
And so I tend to think whatever most people think or whatever the official word is, I tend to think it's the opposite.
Yeah, me too.
So for example,
anymore, yeah.
dinosaurs. Oh, there were all these dinosaurs. Okay. So probably dinosaurs didn't even exist. And then Bigfoot, no, there's no such thing as Bigfoot. Well, there probably is a Bigfoot.
Right, right.
And, you know, if they found one, they hid it somewhere in a vault. And I don't know. Although, what would be the big deal? I'm not sure. But yeah, I like stories and I like mystery. So just for fun, I kind of tend to think there is a Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's possible. It is possible. Like if you've ever flown in an airplane over the vast forests of the Western United States, like Pacific Northwest and all this, there are huge vast land of where nobody is. Nobody's there. In national parks and all this stuff. And so it could be possible if there was some species that was smart and liked to be alone and, you know, was sneaky and didn't want to be found. Like, I can't rule it out. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible.
Sure. Yeah.
But you know, you can't prove it doesn't exist. We'd have to prove that it does. So we need the evidence. And,
correct.
You know, people have got maybe footprints or whatever. And like, okay, well, why isn't there any dead body or hair, you know? So who knows?
Yeah. Well, kind of back to my, spiritual realm, thought was, and you know, I've been learning a lot about like vibrations and frequencies. And, I'm convinced that there's a lot of stuff, that's either unknown or, hidden, purposefully hidden from us, you know, information or, certain knowledge about things that people who want to control you, they can't, if there's someone who wants to control you, they can't have you learning things and knowing the truth about things that could make you more powerful. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like slave masters, you know, don't allow their slaves to, you know, learn how to read or understand certain things, because then they'll gain their power back. Right. And they'll become independent.
Yeah.
But along with that, and with the lizard people thing, my explanation that somebody maybe saw some, you know, some sliver through the veil, so to speak, and into the spiritual side of what's going on here. And someone had this idea about, and again, I, you know, there's no proof or whatever, but if you study into like vibrations and things like that, it's very interesting. Or like cymatics, right? Which is like, is that where you could see, is that the water? Or cymatics, yeah, is just the vibrations have, like, you can see them. They have like a plate with the sand.
Yeah, you can see them in some kind of medium. Yeah, like water or correct. Sand or something.
Correct. Yeah. But anyway, it's making a short story long, but what if there is a vibrational quality to, you know, creatures that are part of the spirit side of things, the spiritual side of things. And sometimes they bleed through a little bit or something. I don't know. It was just interesting. And so if you already have a picture in your mind because some artist drew a quote-unquote Bigfoot, and then you saw something that you couldn't explain, your brain might connect it to that drawing you saw and say, oh, I think I saw a Bigfoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It you're not lying, and you know, so it, and you might be right, but maybe just not 100% on what it was, right?
Yeah.
But something makes you say, I saw Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Aren't there like legends in other cultures too? Like Himalayan, you know, there's like the abominable snowman or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sasquatch. Like there are stories from a lot of cultures around the world of a similar kind of creature. So doesn't mean it does exist, but it's like interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. Or, you know, something from long ago, maybe that, you know, the legend has carried on, but most people don't really see it, but, you know, they'll hear something and say, oh, it's probably the Yeti, you know, or whatever.
By the way, Bigfoot was a style of pizza. Do you remember the
pizza? Yeah.
I think it was Pizza Hut had the Bigfoot pizza. It was like it was like twice as long, like a giant rectangle.
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's coming over the hill, Sarge.
Hit the lights, boys.
Bigfoot.
2 square feet of pizza and a tasty new crust, all for $10.99. Bigfoot Pizza, the biggest pizza you can get delivered.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's really, got a finger on the pulse, huh? Yeah, so we crossed over our... Hey, that's funny. We had the pizza as the first one. The Bigfoot was the second one. Bigfoot Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny. Well, we're at like 25 minutes. That was... kind of want to pull another one, but I want to keep these short. We'll save and we'll add some topics and throw them in. I'll keep my Trader Joe's bag with the little slips in there. And hopefully if people are watching or listening, they enjoyed just thought provoking things. And, you know, you could always leave us a comment or get all of us at the website, awaketheiron.com, or give us a call. Like to hear your voice, 601-654-IRON. So anything else on Bigfoot or pizza?
No.
No, that wrapped it up for now.
Just but, have some Bigfoot pizza. And it Bigfoot mean pizza. That's the meat on it. Yeah.
All right. Like barbecue or buffalo chicken pizza. Bigfoot pizza. Yummy.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Till next time, thanks for joining us and we'll see you.